Good evening, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, where we talk about the Akashic Records. We talk about how the Akashic Records affect your life and what you need to know about your Akashic Records to make, or what you need to know about your life from the Akashic Records to help you have a better life. I want to tell everyone that we did a level one class here in Ohio, and it was absolutely amazing. I had a wonderful group of folks. I'm probably going to be doing this again in November, and we'll be taking registrations for that very soon. We also have a prosperity class coming up in December. It's about how to heal your relationship with money. And so I'd be glad to give you more information about that as it comes forward, or if you're at all interested in knowing more about that, you can certainly call in and ask questions. But you can call in and ask questions about your life. In other words, like what's going on in your life and why you why certain things have happened, or if you have questions about your life. So you can give us a call here at bbsradio.com. And if you're tuning in today on BBS Radio, you probably have those telephone numbers right in front of you. But in case you don't, we can certainly give you those numbers. And, you know, the idea here is for you to go ahead and you can give a call. And you can also email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. But if you wanted to call in, you can call in toll-free, actually, if you live in the U.S. or Canada. And that toll-free number is 888-429-5471. Or you can dial direct 530-763-1594. Again, toll-free is 888-429-5471. Or you can dial in direct at 530-763-1594. Interestingly enough, that there is an actual dial-in conference number that you can actually listen to. Let's say you're not near a computer and you're driving with your cell phone and you obviously can't get this on your radio, so you want to be able to listen in. You can dial in, or you can call your friends and tell them. You can dial in to 805-399 and then 1000, and the access code is 769-608-pound. So if you're not near a computer and you want to be able to listen to the show via the phone, you can certainly do that. Again, the dial-in number is 805-399-1000, and the access code is 769-608 and the pound sign. And again, you can also email me information, and we would be happy to answer your questions tonight. If you email me, again, at info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com, you can certainly put in your current legal name. That would really be helpful. So we had this wonderful class. Some of the comments of the class were, I'm not going to give you the names of the people, but I'll just read a couple here. The one person said, "This class is amazing. So many mysteries about my life have been woven together into one single strand of priceless jewels. Like pieces of a puzzle, pieces and parts of my existence have been gently put in place to reveal a divine picture of light and love. I am so grateful to take part in this divine experience. Thank you." And we definitely thank that participant. We have a couple of more here that you might want to hear. We always do evaluations after the workshop. One of the things that everyone learned was how to access their own personal Akashic Records and how to use those Akashic Records in various areas of their life. And we did everything from understanding how to heal relationships to understanding how to read books with your Akashic Records open. Another person said, "This has been the most pleasant and rewarding class I've ever taken. Donna is an extraordinarily gifted teacher. Her ability to illustrate complex concepts with ease is amazing. I look forward to exploring more with her in the future." And we thank you for that as well. Let's see if there's one more here. The Akashic Records Consultants International class, level one, was more than I could have ever expected. The depth of the information and the soul connections made were amazing. Thank you for a wonderful weekend. Well worth the three-hour trip. Now, this is a person who drove 3 hours to get here. And then we have... another comment is, "This class feels like I have finally found what I am looking for. Donna was an energetic and enlightening facilitator. All questions were addressed quickly and thoroughly. The material is well written and clear. I feel empowered to go out and do this work." I'm trying to see what she had to say. I want to say undeniably, because I don't know what, I can't read the writing. And we're so happy to have had you in the class as well. And last but not least, I think we have, and it's, "I find Donna to be awesome, listens, nurtures, my experience of receiving the info makes sure she is clear, very helpful." That was an answer of a question of your experience with the facilitator. Number two was the clarity of the presentation of verbal and written information. As an older level one, now we have more than one, people take level one classes of the Akashic Records more than once. But as an older level one student, I have to say I love the updated manual and the new wording. Also, number three, how the class assisted you in taking your next steps helps me feel clear and centered in myself instead of projections and pressures I put on myself. And four, if you felt the facilitator answered questions and assisted you, yep, she said. And number five, thank you for creating this workshop. So we are committed to making the experience of learning how to access your personal Akashic Records one that is joyful and that is meaningful and that is empowering. And so, again, if you're just tuning in, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. So what we actually focus on in the work of the Akashic Records is less about past lives and more about the here and now and how you can move forward on your individual path. There's a lot of people who want to know what their purpose is. And typically what the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records will tell someone is your purpose is to find joy. To find joy here on this planet as a human being. That is your purpose. The other piece, and sometimes people can't accept that. They're not sure what brings them joy. They're not sure how to embrace joy. They don't know how to empower themselves. And again, this is not to blame anyone. It has to do with the way we were raised. It has to do with the way the society looks at human beings and et cetera. But the reality is looking at your life and finding the joy in your life is your purpose. So many times people will hear that and that won't be good enough for them. They say, no, I must have a grander purpose than that. And the reality is, when someone wants to understand their purpose and they don't accept that their purpose is to find joy, purpose in many cases means I need to be right. I need to be right about what I'm doing. I need to have the divine, spirit, gods, whatever, approval of what I'm doing. I need God to tell me what to do so I'll be happy. I really want you to listen to that statement. I want to be told what to do so I can be happy. And the reality is, no one, not spirit, not God, not the Akashic Records, not your mother, not your father, no one can tell you what to do that will make you happy. Only you know what will make you happy, what will bring you joy, what will bring you fulfillment. And for those of you out there that still say, I don't know what I need to do, I don't know what will bring me joy, I don't know what will bring me fulfillment, then I want you to look at your life, and I want you to start when you're a child, and look all the way from child to now. And I want you to look at the times that you were most joyful. I want you to look at the essence of that. What was innate within that experience that brought you joy? And then move as you got older. What brought you joy then? And move a little bit farther. And what experiences have made you happy? What experiences have helped you or have just appeared that you kind of said you wanted and the next thing you know, you showed up? When have you felt the most empowered? And when have you felt the most grateful? So the idea here is to look for the joy in your life, to look for the empowerment in your life, and to look for the times that you felt most grateful. Those are the times that are going to have the clues to what brings you joy and what your purpose is. So if you have questions about that, if you need some help sorting that out, well, I'm here for you tonight. Again, my name is Donna Fox, and I am an Akashic Records teacher and consultant, and I've been doing this for 17 years, and I've really helped hundreds and thousands of people. So I would love to talk to you. Over 17 years, there's a lot of folks. So again, you can call toll-free at 888-429-5471 if you're in the U.S. or Canada, or you can dial direct at 530-763-1594. So today, as part of the class, I happen to be in my before class. Class usually starts between 1 and 6. In other words, class starts at 1, ends at 6. We always kind of go over, but in preparing for the class this morning, I opened up my email to find an information from Oprah. It was actually a post that Oprah had put up, and I really respect Oprah in a lot of different ways. She has really come through and made a huge success of her life, and at the same time helped millions and millions of people. So you have to really give her a lot of credit, and she certainly has my admiration. And the interesting thing about it is she's also very, very spiritual. And so what's interesting is, so I've got this in my email, and I'm looking for the email here. It's Thoughts for Today, 12 quotes to ponder and live by. And it's Oprah's Thought for Today newsletter. And it says 12 quotes to inspire you this weekend. And I really want to talk about those, because these 12 quotes, I feel, were so powerful that they're not only just quotes to live by, but they're quotes to ponder of how they work with your life, how you can identify them. And it's really, these 12 quotes have everything to do with you taking control of your life and finding what brings you the most joy and therefore finding your purpose. So I'm going to read these quotes and then make comments on each one of them. based on what the Akashic records are telling me. And what I should tell you is that before every program, I open up the Akashic records with a specific sacred prayer. And this prayer actually shifts the energy to make the information accessible. That's why if you call in with a question for the Akashic records, I can answer it, because I will tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. And that is so you kind of get a sample of what a full consultation is like. A full consultation can be anything from 15 minutes to a half an hour to an hour to an hour and a half. So I have various breakdowns for folks that kind of fits every budget, because it's really important that we all start working on ourselves now, mainly because there's wonderful things coming, but we have to be ready to receive them. So the first quote by and it's not by Oprah. These are quotes that were gathered by various individuals. There is one quote from Oprah, but these are various individuals, all right, that you could Google if you wanted. So the first one says, the most fortunate people on earth are those who have found a calling that's bigger than they are, that moves them and fills their lives with constant passion, aliveness, and growth. And so what we talked about earlier was about you kind of taking a look at your life, kind of looking at where the joys were, understanding what your calling is. And the calling has to do with your joy. The only way you could have a calling that moves you and fills your life with constant passion, aliveness, and growth is something that gives you joy. Because when you envision having a life or a calling or a right livelihood that you know is bigger than you are and that moves you to action, that's true joy. And that's by Richard Leder, L-E-I-D-E-R. That is a quote from him. Number two, the secret of making something work in your life is, first of all, the deep desire to make it work, then the faith and belief that it can work, then to hold that clear, definite vision in your consciousness and see it working out, see it working out step by step without one doubt or disbelief. That's by Eileen Caddy. But now think about that. Think about the idea of coming upon a passion that is bigger than you are and that fills your life with constant passion, aliveness, and growth. And then you move forward in faith and belief that not only can it work, but then you hold that clear, definite vision in your consciousness and see it working out step by step without one doubt or disbelief. Because it's impossible for you to have a doubt or disbelief if you hold for something to be manifest. If you have the underlying doubt or disbelief, it kind of negates it. It shoots it down. So whatever you're doing, it's so important that you have faith and the belief that it can work. And as you hold that definite vision and you keep it in your consciousness, you actually start visualizing it working out step by step. And as you see it, as you see it working out step by step, your doubt and your disbelief truly melt away. And the more you visualize, the more you bring it to you. The more you internalize it, the more you bring it to you. The more you allow it to be within your life, that every day you wake up and you do something that brings you closer to that thing that you so secretly want, that passion that creates an aliveness within you. That, my friends, is when you truly move into the manifesting role. Number 3. To practice any art, no matter how well or badly, is a way to make your soul grow. So do it. And that's Kurt Vonnegut. So I'm going to say it again. To practice any art, no matter how well or how badly, is a way to make your soul grow. So, you feel extremely confident when you're doing well with something. And it makes your whole beingness alive, and your soul grow, and your personality expand, and your consciousness expand. And even if you're doing badly, it's going to make your soul grow because you want it so badly yourself. If you're not doing well, you're going to find a way to do it better. And the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. And the better you're going to get at it, the more that your soul is going to grow. The more you're going to want to expand. It's not about being discouraged, my friends. It's about moving toward what you desire and not letting anything stand in your way. And to take every time you fall down, every time you think you're doing badly, and use that as a learning experience. Use those failures as ways of learning what not to do. Use those failures in relationships, if you will, to learn what you don't want in a relationship. And the red flags that hit your gut, so you know not to, as soon as those red flags hit, you know not to go out with that person again because it doesn't feel right. But again, to practice any art, no matter how well or badly, is a way to make your soul grow. So do it. Do it. Feel good about it and do it and learn by it. Number 4. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. That is such a powerful quote, and it's from Steve Jobs. No matter what you say, he created what he wanted. He was a great guy in that respect. I'm going to read it again. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. So the next time you start hearing negative inner voices telling you why you can't do something, why you can't find what you love, why you can't do what you love, why it'll never work, every time you hear something like that, I want you to say to those thoughts, thank you for your information. I no longer need your opinions. You no longer have to dance by the beat of anybody else's drum but your own. You don't have to listen to anybody else's opinions if you know in your heart you're right. Allow yourself the freedom to be you. And the way this quote ends is, and most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. Thank you, Steve Jobs. Number 5. And this is very important, but it shows you how important it is to keep trying. It says, for the first couple of years, you make stuff. It's not that good. It's trying to be good. It has potential, but it's not. A lot of people never get past this phase. They quit. If you are just starting out, or are still in this phase, you gotta know that it's normal, and the most important thing you can do is a lot of work. It's only by going through a volume of work that you will close that gap, and your work will be as good as your ambitions. And that's from Ira Glass. But what they're saying is, it's like the old adage of try, try, try again. Again, learn by your mistakes. Allow those mistakes to be blessings, not curses. Allow those mistakes to expand you, again, about what you won't do again, what you don't want, what didn't work. I mean, you have to know the story of Colonel Sanders, that I think he got 1,000 no's before he was actually able to get somebody to accept his original chicken recipe. Or Edison, for that matter, who constantly got no's and no's and no's until he got the yes in his experiments and his inventions. So know that the more you work at what you want, the more you learn about what you don't want, the closer you get to having what you desire. Number 6. The most wonderful thing in the world is somebody who knows who they are and knows where they're going and knows what they were created to do. That's by Bishop T.D. Jakes. Now, we all strive to be that somebody who knows who they are and knows where they're going and knows what they were created to do. It is our ultimate journey, isn't it? That's why we do all this, is to get that insight and that information. But it's as we said before, no one can tell you what to do. Only you can experience and feel what it's like to know what you want to do. At the same time, it's important that as you're experimenting with different things in your life, that you become aware and use your awareness to get a read on how does your body feel? What does your intuition say? What does your heart say? What does your gut say? And instead of fighting against your gut when you feel like it's wrong, but you want it to be right, how many times has that happened, right? Oh, I know it's going to work. I know it's going to work. But in your heart, you know it's not going to work. Your mind says, I want it to work. Your mind says it should work. Your mind says it better work. But your heart and your gut says it doesn't feel right. Don't push your envelope. Dear friends, don't push the envelope. If you feel in your gut that it's not working, allow your red flags to be honored. And the more you honor red flags, the more you can learn. Now, I am not saying you should honor fear. I am saying you need to know the difference between something that doesn't feel right and something you're afraid to do. There's a big difference. And that's what you want to start becoming aware of. That's what you want to start discerning. Am I in fear? Or is this truly not feeling right in my gut? Analyzing the fear that's in your heart about being successful is a big one. There are many, many people out there that are afraid of success. At the same time, they're afraid of failure. So they never move one way or another. They don't take a chance. They don't learn to trust their gut. And so they never try to do anything. Or if they try to do something and it gets just so close, fear knocks them out of the box. Begin to notice how your body feels when you're successful. Begin to notice how your body feels right before you're not going to be successful, you're going to fail. The reason that is there is because if you can start defining or getting a feel for what it feels like right before you're going to stop or fail, you can actually circumvent that by shifting your focus, by analyzing what's real and what you're just a story that you're telling yourself. You need to be able to follow your gut, and you also need to be telling yourself the truth. So that's very important, to begin to really notice when you're telling yourself the truth. Number 7, the one thing that you have that nobody else has is you. Your voice, your mind, your story, your vision. So write and draw and build and play and dance and live as only you can. That wonderful quote is from Neil Gaiman, G-A-I-M-A-N. I'm going to read it again. The one thing that you have that nobody else has is you. Your voice, your mind, your story, your vision. So write and draw and build and play and dance and live as only you can. This is about gratefulness. This is about appreciation of who you are. This is about wanting and knowing what your purpose is, but it's also important to understand that you are your most important asset. There's no one in the world quite like you. You are unique. And only you know the inner workings of you. Only you can answer the questions about what is important to you. So the one thing that you have that nobody else has is you. Your voice, your mind, your story, your vision. So write and draw and build and play and dance and live as only you can, joyfully. This is about joy. Joy, appreciation, gratefulness. Fearless living, being you. And that's Neil Gaiman. Number 8. The people who get on in this world are the people who get up and look for the circumstances they want. And if they can't find them, make them. George Bernard Shaw, a wonderful, wonderful composer. Let's think about that. The people who get on in this world are the people who get up and look for the circumstances they want. And if they can't find them, make them. How does that relate to you? Are there many people out there that have sent out resume after resume after resume, and nobody has gotten back to you? So the question we have for you is, how many people have you called back? If there is a specific company that you want to work for, then it's up to you to find your way in. Because if it's a good company, they probably get thousands of resumes every day. You have to make yourself stand out. In order to do that, you have to be able to get very clever when looking for a job. So, for example, depending on what department you want to work in, you need to be clever enough to find out the name of the department head of that that specific area. Because when you find out the name of that particular department head, you can send your resume directly to that person. Or you can call that person and introduce yourself. Or you can call that person and ask for an informational interview because you think so much of the company and you want to get this person's advice as to how you can become more marketable so that you can get a job in this industry. There's more than one way that you can look for a job. But if you think the only way that you can look for a job is by sending out resumes from Monster.com or CareerBuilder or Indeed or various different websites, if you think that all you have to do is wait for the right opening, then, my friend, you're approaching a job search in a very traditional yet unsuccessful way. You have to make your own music. You have to decide how to get what you want. And if it's not there, you'd need to create the path. You have to be a path finder, a path creator. You have to separate yourself from the herd. You have to let the people who know or who are in the know in the industry that you want understand why you're different, why you're innovative, why you're creative, why you're assertive without being aggressive, and why you're worth their time to take a second look at. So you have to make your own circumstances. And that, by the way, goes for actors or anybody who's looking for a job. Actors, directors, poets, authors. That's not just for people who are looking for a job. That's for anyone who's looking to change their world by being willing to be of service to someone else's world. George Bernard Shaw was a very wise man. Number 9. Don't bend. Don't water it down. Don't try to make it logical. Don't edit your own soul according to the fashion. Rather, follow your most intense obsessions mercilessly. That was Franz Kafka. So what that means is, don't be afraid to be you. Don't bend. Don't water yourself down. Don't make yourself logical if you're not. Don't edit your own soul according to the fashion. Don't be a chameleon. Don't change with the times. Be who you are. Be your creative self. Expand your mind. Expand your abilities. Expand your knowing. Expand your creativity. Think out of the box. Don't edit yourself. Follow your most intense obsessions mercilessly. I can't say that. without fear. Let's put it that way. Follow your most intense obsessions without fear. Franz Kafka. K-A-F, as in Frank, K-A. You know, there comes a time where this is especially true for healers or sensitives or people who work in the metaphysical, because as kids, we would see things that normal people, I say normal very lightly, but other people couldn't see or didn't see or weren't able to see. And when we point it out, sometimes it would scare the adults. And so we were beaten down. But don't allow yourself to be beaten down. Don't bend and don't water it down. Don't try to make it logical. Don't edit your own soul according to the fashion. So be who you are. Be proud of who you are. Be proud of your uniqueness. There's nobody else on the planet like you. Number 10. There is no greater gift you can give or receive than to honor your calling. It's why you were born and how you become most truly alive. And that's a quote by Oprah. So what is burning in your heart that you so deeply want to do? That you can beat down the bushes to get where you need to go. That you can create a path that will help you get there. What is your calling? How can you honor your calling? By getting creative in how you can work in your calling. What steps do you have to take to be able to work in your calling? Are you willing to do that, work on those steps? Are you willing to be obsessive about and one-minded when it comes to creating that opportunity for yourself? You have to be able to dedicate you to you. This is a time in your life that you dedicate you to you. To do what's most important for you. If you allow other people to pull your energy, if you allow other people to sap your energy, if you allow other people to pull your focus, and you don't take time for you, you'll never be who you want to be. You'll never realize your desires. And you, in the end, may become very resentful and frustrated and angry at yourself. Don't allow yourself to move into that space. No matter what your responsibilities in caring for others, you always have to carve out time for yourself in order not only to feel sane, but to be able to fulfill your own dreams. Carving out time for yourself, for some people, means getting up an hour earlier or going to sleep an hour later or taking a half a day off from work just to be by themselves or even a complete day off. Whatever it takes for you to maintain and expand your creativity so you can actually be you and take care of you is what you need to do. Carve out time for you. Allow yourself to feel joyful. Allow yourself to expand. Allow yourself to honor your calling. Honor your desires. Honor your life. Honor your talents. Don't give your life up completely in service to others without. out feeling fulfilled in your work. It's not joyful then. If you're working on a life that's full of shoulds, you're not fulfilling your dream. If you're living by other people's drums and opinions, along with operating under their shoulds, not even your own, things got to change, my friend. And you have to start carving out time for you to begin to make a plan of how you can move forward on your path. Number 11. Everyone has talent. What's rare is the courage to follow it to the dark places where it leads. And that's from Erica Jong. J-O-N-G. Jong. Everyone has talents. What's rare is the courage to follow it to the dark places where it leads. Where the dark places are not the evil. It's not evil places. We're not talking about dark evil. We're talking about dark, despairing places. Dark places where you feel you can't go on because you don't feel successful. Or dark places where you have tried and you're not sure what's not working. If you're in a position where you have tried everything, and you know you have this talent, and you don't know why it's working, then my suggestion is you ask a trusted friend, or you ask somebody that's trusted within the industry, and you need to take some time with that person, outline everything you've done, and ask them what their advice is of where else you need to go or what else you need to do. Because sometimes we're so close to that forest, we can't see literally the forest for the trees. So when you get to a dark place, when you get discouraged, when you're ready to throw your hands up and feel frustrated, that's when you need to really go back and do an inventory of what you've tried to accomplish, what's worked, what hasn't worked. Look at what you haven't done. And then allow yourself to become peaceful. And ask yourself the question, what would it feel like to be able to realize my talent and follow it to success? Ask what it would feel like to do that. And get really clear about what that feels like. And then once you become clear about what it feels like, ask the same question, but instead ask what it would look like. What would it look like to follow my talent to success? See what vision you're given. And then see and ask what action steps you need to take to create it. Work backwards from your goal of accomplishment back to what action steps need you to get there. Last but not least, number 12. I've been absolutely terrified every moment of my life, and I've never let it keep me from doing a single thing that I wanted to do. And that's from Georgia O'Keeffe. Let me read that to you again. I've been absolutely terrified every moment of my life, and I've never let it keep me from doing a single thing that I wanted to do. My dear friends, you cannot allow fear to to be your excuse for not living. You can no longer hide behind fear, because fear, when used as an excuse, can wrap its tentacles around you and render you motionless. It's not even stuck. It's motionless. You have to cut the tentacles of fear. When I was talking to the class today, we were talking about taking fear, putting fear in a box, and saying to fear, I really appreciate you. You've helped me in many, many areas. But for right now, I'm going to put you on the shelf. You rest. I'm going to go ahead and do this thing without you, and I'll come back and get you when I'm ready. You see, fear itself can serve us. There's certain times where it really pays to be afraid. You know, like walking down a dark alley and hearing somebody behind you. You don't know. You have to be, you know, sometimes fear is self-preservation, but in the creative, in the spiritual, in the life-altering circumstances of doing your best and putting your best foot forward, fear has no place. Because fear can immobilize you. That's why you need to know the difference. Is it my gut that feels uncomfortable, or am I just afraid? And as Georgia O'Keeffe said, she's never let fear keep her from doing a single thing that she wanted to do. And she's quite a wonderful artist. Beautiful art. Some very controversial. But she still did it. Because she knows, and that was her way of expressing herself and helping humanity to look at things differently. So these are the the 12 quotes for today, and I call them quotes to ponder and live by. And they were on Oprah's website, and I feel they are extremely powerful. The comments that were given to you tonight were from the Akashic Records, speaking directly to you. Because it's time that you come out from hiding. It's time that you begin to value you. And it's time that you appreciate the life on planet Earth that you decided to participate in. Life on planet Earth is participatory. In order for us to feel alive, joyful, and successful, we need to participate in our happiness, in our gratefulness, in our appreciation, in our creativity, in our activity to get us out of ourselves, off the couch, into a place of knowing, of listening, of action, of receiving, of giving, of creating. You made the commitment when you came to planet Earth to be the best human you knew how to be. And you now have the tools to understand what being a full, joyful human is. And if you still don't get it, then all we ask you to do is experiment one step at a time of the things that have been offered to you tonight. If you don't have a recording of this, then I truly encourage you to listen to this on the archives again. Allow this program, allow these words from the Akashic Records to inspire you. Download it. Use it to work from. My name is Donna Fox. I'm an Akashic Records teacher and consultant. That's my life's work. That's who I am. Upholding the purity of the work of the Akashic Records and helping every human that comes into my field, comes into my sphere of influence, who wants to be helped, notice I qualified that, who wants to be helped, it's my pleasure and commitment to help you. If you've enjoyed this program, I'd love to hear your impressions. I'd love to hear you, your feedback, or you can also email me your feedback. My email address, again, is info, I-N-F as in Frank O, at akashicwisdom.com, just like the show. Or you can even call me on my private line at 216-691-1233. Don't worry about the time of day. If I'm not at my desk, it'll go right through to voicemail. If you'd like to call me, like me to call you back, please include your phone number and your time zone. I hope this program has spoken to your heart. I hope this program has inspired you. That's our purpose, one of them, with the Akashic Records work. And again, my name is Donna Fox. I want to just send just volumes of love to you all. I want you to be embraced in the light and love of who you are. And my time is up. It's time for me to go. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading this archived show on October 27th, 2013. Thank you for being you and allowing you and yourself to be all that you can be. So for right now, we are going to close the Akashic Records, and I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those listening, may your hearts be opened, your burdens be lifted. May you truly look into the mirror, into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the Akashic Records for this wonderful internet program called Akashic Wisdom by saying, amen, amen, amen. The records of the Akashic Records of Akashic Wisdom Radio Show are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Good night, everybody. Have a miracle-filled week. And I'll be here next week on bbsradio.com. Have a great one. Good night.